All right, cool. Welcome back. Once again, my name is Harold, and let me tell you a little bit about myself, because I think I failed to in the first audio. But I am an entrepreneur, okay, first and foremost, and I do multimedia development for specifically other entrepreneurs. Hey, go figure. I've worked with over 200 clients. I've ranked in the top 5% of the Influence Project, which was a contest that Fast Company put on. I've worked with nonprofits from the Maya Angelou Institute, United Way, different universities. I've taught on the collegiate level. I do startups. I do entrepreneurship. I know what works, and I often find myself in a position of being a consultant to entrepreneurs. So whenever someone has a project, they come up to me and they ask, you know, what do I need to do, to reach XYZ goals for this project? And I essentially act as a consultant and step them through things. But what I've found most is that a lot of the entrepreneurs that I work with have not laid the foundational things. They don't have a good solid foundation. Many times that, you know, if you think about it, what we all do, we just kind of rush into things. And that's good. You know, that shows that we're not afraid. We're not scared to jump into something and try something new. But sometimes we have to have some reassurances. We have to make sure that we lay a great foundation. So what I want to talk about in this first audio series is gratitude. And I think that I also talk about faith too, and just put these two in one. So let's go ahead and get right into it. And what I want to do first is let's first analyze what gratitude is. Okay. Gratitude can be defined as the quality of being thankful and readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. Okay. The quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. All right. And that's a very powerful statement. Now, I know you're thinking, here's this, another self-help talk, da 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 da. But no, we have to express gratitude as one of these foundational principles. We have to understand where we are in our lives, in America, in this world, in relation to others and other people in this world. And this is going to allow us to put it all in context, right? We live in one of the most phenomenal times, if you think about it. There, we have instant access to information. Anything that you want to know is pretty much online, okay? So this is a really pivotal time in our history. We have so much access to so much information. We have so much readily access to funds as well with, startups such as Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe. We have all of these resources at our disposal. And what we need to do, okay, is realize that we have those resources and be grateful for them. Okay, now I know you're thinking, okay, Harold, where is this going? Why do I need to be grateful for it? So let me give you some research about expressing gratitude. So this has been scientifically proven, okay, that when we show gratitude, we experience more positive emotions. We feel more alive. We sleep better. And we express more compassion and kindness. And we even have stronger immune systems. This is scientifically proven. Okay. So the benefits of expressing gratitude are going to personally help us live better lives, which will in turn help us, right, create better businesses, create better products, provide better services. Okay. So showing gratitude helps us to experience more positive emotions, feel more alive, sleep better, express more compassion and kindness, and even have stronger immune systems. Okay? So already That's great. Okay. And you don't have to have these major things that you're grateful for. It's not that you have to say, oh, I only show gratitude when I have this, you know, when I reach this big goal, or I have this big, huge house, or I drive this big, fancy car. No, be thankful for the simple things, such as the fact that we have the internet, right? Be thankful for the fact that your child may have gotten an A in, you know, in school, or that you didn't run into traffic in the morning, or that, you know, the list could go on and on. Be thankful for the simple things. Okay, show gratitude for the simple things. This is going to allow us to experience a more fuller life. Okay, because I'll tell you, as an entrepreneur, you're going to experience tough times. You're going to experience rough situations where you're, you know, being on edge all the time isn't going to serve your business well. In fact, it could be detrimental to your business if you're on edge all the time. But having a spirit of gratitude, being able to express the things that you're thankful for, is going to allow you to live a more fuller life, more compassionate, feel more alive, get better sleep, express more kindness for one another, and also build up our immune systems, as the research has shown. Okay, so we want to find things in our life that we can be thankful for. And it could be a number of things. Like I said, it doesn't have to be huge. Think about the small things. Think about the fact that, you know, I mean, you have clean running water. Small things. The fact that you have something to eat. Okay? Now, let's see. Also, what you kind of want to do is regularly write about these things. Just jot them down every now and again, about the things that we can be thankful for. Okay? And this is also gonna reestablish the thoughts of gratitude in our minds, okay, to produce those feelings. All right? Now, what I want to do also, and what you'll find is that with these audio series, is that we're going to go through like three sections, if you will. The first section is going to be where we analyze, like what I just did, and we talk about it, and we look at some facts and figures on it. And then the next section is going to be tips and hacks to achieve what we're trying to achieve. And then the third section is going to be where we take action. Okay, so let's look at the tips and hacks for being able to express gratitude. So one thing you want to do is find things to be thankful for that happen all of the time, okay? Or find things to be thankful for all of the time, okay? Either one, it'll work, okay? Next is to be thankful for the things that didn't happen as well, okay? Like I said, you're driving in to work, or you're driving somewhere, be thankful that an accident didn't happen, okay? And just start to reaffirm these things in your mind and retrain the way that your brain thinks. Okay, especially in America, we always kind of focus on the negative things. Let's start focusing on the positive things. Okay, focus on the positive things. Focus on the fact that, you know, certain things didn't happen. Okay, and next is to think of the abundance we have in relation to the rest of the world. I mean, we have, you know, third world countries. We have crazy situations going on all over the world, even though things seem, you know, quote unquote, bad in America. But there are so many great things that we have going for ourselves that other countries are having to deal with, you know, that, you know, we look at and we're like, oh, my God, what is the world coming to? Okay, so think about those things. Okay, think about those things, and we'll realize that we have so much more to be thankful for, so much more to show gratitude for, all right? And all of this is going to help us become better entrepreneurs. Think about it. If we're not showing gratitude, and we're showing the opposite of gratitude, right, and we're always looking at things from a negative, through a negative lens, we're not going to be able to see opportunities as entrepreneurs. And we all know, and if you don't, take notes, but as an entrepreneur, it's all about recognizing opportunities, right, in situations of lack. That's why so many entrepreneurs are so successful, that we entrepreneurs are able to see opportunities in problems, right? The best entrepreneurs are able to see opportunities in problems. Name a successful entrepreneur and I'll name you a problem solved. Think about it. Think about it. And, you know, I could go through countless examples. Everyone, you know, wants to throw up, of course, the Apple example, right? We wanted and we needed smartphones, right? That was a problem. People couldn't share documents. People couldn't listen to music. People couldn't do all of these things on one device. So, being an entrepreneur, right? Steve Jobs created it for you, okay? The list goes on and on. Entrepreneurs have a unique ability, and that is being able to see problems and also see the opportunity in those problems. But if we're looking through negative lenses all the time, we're not going to be able to see the opportunity because we're going to be looking at it like, oh, this is so bad. This is so bad. This is so bad. No. Be grateful. And this is going to put us in a different mind state. This is going to put us in a position to be able to say, you know what? Even though this is bad, this is the good part in it, right? And this is the way that I can solve that problem. Okay, so we want to always, always express gratitude. Now, for the next section, which is action, all right, which is the last section, we're going to look at several different things. Okay, and what I want you to do now, if you haven't, is go ahead and download the worksheet. Go ahead and download the worksheet, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to walk through the worksheet. Okay. And this is going to be just a simple exercise, but I want you to learn to express gratitude and learn that, you know, this is something that entrepreneurs need to have. Okay. The most successful entrepreneurs, when you talk to them, I could guarantee you, they're going to tell you that you have to express gratitude, because being in a gratuitous, if that's a word, being in a gratuitous mind state is going to allow you to recognize opportunities, okay? Recognize opportunities in problems, in situations that seem to, you know, be negative. But also, I want you to also recognize the format of these audio series. So it's going to be an analyze section, okay? And then the tips and hacks section, all right? And then the action section, where we actually take action. So I'll be right back, and we'll jump right into it with the worksheets. Okay, now with the worksheet, with the gratitude worksheet, what we're going to do, I want you to think about those things that you're thankful for, okay? I want you to have fun with it. You know, this shouldn't be a stressful exercise, okay? It's all about being able to express gratitude. Think about the things that you're thankful for, okay? Think about the things that you're thankful that happened in your life. And the way the worksheet is set up is that you're going to have three sections on each of these different topics. Okay. So the first one is things that I'm thankful happened. Okay. The second is things that I'm thankful didn't happen. And the last one is things that I'm thankful for that will happen. Okay. Now, within each section, you'll see self, health, and wealth. Okay. So you see self, health, and wealth under each of these three sections. So what you're going to do, you're going to think about things that you're thankful for that happened to you in terms of yourself, in terms of personally, things that happened in your life. Okay. And then think about things that you're thankful for about your health. Okay. What are some of the good things about your health? Is it, you know, you're glad or you're thankful that you're not a certain weight. Okay. You may be glad that you can run X number of miles. You may be glad that you don't get tired when you do a certain activity. Okay. Or that you're even able to do a certain activity. Okay. So think about the things that you're thankful for, so far. All right. And also with your wealth. Okay. So you'll want to think about things in terms of your wealth that you're thankful for. Okay. The next section is things that you're thankful for that didn't happen. And again, you're going to look at it in terms of the personal things, in terms of yourself, things that didn't happen. Okay. That could have happened, but didn't happen. So we're going to list these things out. Okay. Same thing with the health. Okay. You want to be list the things that you're thankful for that did not happen in terms of your health. All right. And the same thing with your wealth. Think about the things that did not happen. Okay. List those things out. All right. You may be glad that, you know, during the recession, your home didn't get foreclosed on and you were able to, you know, maintain a certain amount of wealth. Okay, so think about those things and write them down. And then in the last section, things that you're thankful for that will happen in the future. And this is where, you know, it gets a little fun and you can, you know, just start doing some, a little bit of dreaming, right? We all like to dream. Let's get back to that. Especially, you know, as kids, we love that. So let's think about and be thankful for things that you are projecting will happen in the future in terms of yourself. Personally, what are you thankful for that's going to happen? You know you're going to achieve it. You know you're going to reach it. Let's think about those things. Jot them down. Okay? Same thing with your health. What do you project is going to happen in the future with your health? You're going to reach a certain goal. You're going to reach a certain weight, that ideal weight that you've been, you know, trying to reach. Let's go ahead and write these things down. And then in terms of your wealth, how much do you want to be earning? What, how much do you want in your savings? Okay. What, you know, in your 401k. All right. Let's think about the things in the future that we want to, you know, project on ourselves. That's going to happen. All positive though. Okay. All positive. Now, coming up next, it's going to be faith. Okay. And I'm going to jump right into that, but go ahead, complete this worksheet, have fun with it. Okay. Get into it and we'll jump right into it. All right. Talk to you soon.